Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, November 9th. Today happens to be the birthday of Sister Patty Ford, and so I hope, Miss Patty, that you have a happy birthday today and are blessed of the Lord throughout the day. Amen. Hope you're having a great day in the Lord and blessed of the Lord. We're glad you're tuned in and listening, and we're glad to be able to make this radio broadcast. Once again, I'm using a pre-recorded sermon for this broadcast this week. That means that I'm not making these broadcasts live. I hope you understand that. I hope you'll pray and ask God to bless and use the broadcast nonetheless, as we want to be a blessing and bring glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The message that I'm playing this week is one that is one sermon that I preached here some time ago at the Island Ford Baptist Church, and we divided it up into five parts to make a broadcast week. I hope this will be a blessing to you. This particular sermon comes from the scripture text of 1 Kings chapter number 7, and I hope that it will be a blessing to you as we enter into the message, and hope you'll pray with us about that. Pray for our church while I'm gone. My wife and I, we've traveled back to North Carolina. We're taking our granddaughter Aria back to her mother and dad, and she'll be going back to Virginia where she lives. But we're in North Carolina because our youngest son, Benjamin, and his wife, Whitney, are scheduled to give birth to their first child. And Whitney lost one last year, and now this one will be the first one born into their family. And we're looking forward to that, little Jordan David. And hope you'll remember her and the baby in prayer. Lord willing, we'll be back for this Sunday morning service. And so hope you'll keep us in your prayers there as well. Our sermon this week is about treasures in the house of the Lord. And as we preach this message, you'll find that one of the treasures is prayer. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. If you will, pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we certainly are grateful and thankful for the privilege to pray. I want to thank you, Lord, for the many prayers you've answered. Lord, we could never thank you enough for the privilege that we have to pray and the fact that we've seen you do great and mighty things through prayer. I want to thank you, Lord, you've given us the invitation. You're the one that said for us to ask, to seek, and to knock. And you're the one that made the promises that if we would do so, we would receive, we would be heard, and the door would be opened, and we would find. And Lord, we want to thank you for that. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd help these on our prayer list, these that we're praying for each and every day. Lord, I pray meet their different needs. Father, I pray be with us as we travel. Give us safety and help us, dear God, to glorify you. And then, Lord, I pray bless the church here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Bless and help those that will be filling in for us and that will be helping out, taking our place. And Lord, I pray just have your way now and bless. Dear God, I ask you to use the broadcast, accomplish your will, bring sinners to a place of faith and repentance, and help the saints, dear God, to be revived and stirred. And dear God, teach us to pray. We ask this in the lovely and the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to go to a song and then the introduction and the sermon for this week. Hope it is a blessing to you. But before we go to the message, we're going to have a song by the Shepherd family. Only one song today, sort of a longer song. It's an old song out of the church hymnal, one entitled Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And it really, the song preaches a message that I believe is a needed message in this day. And that is, once you're saved by the grace of God, I do believe in eternal security. But I also believe that eternal security teaches us that we ought to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And we ought to stay close to God. Don't drift off away from God, but stay close to God. I hope you will. And hope the song will be a blessing to you as the children sing, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand.
1 Kings chapter 7, verse 51. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. In that last verse of chapter 7, there's a phrase at the end of that verse, and it's talking about Solomon bringing these things in. And it says he did put them, or did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. And I want to preach on the thought, the treasures of the house of the Lord. Amen. Treasures of the house of the Lord. What became known as Solomon's Temple. It was the most majestic of all the temples, amen, until the millennial temple. The millennial, I believe, will outshine them all, amen. But in the building of Solomon's temple, it was an elaborate building. It was an enormous building. It was a great undertaking that had taken place. Nothing was built on site. Everything was prepared off site, brought on site, and put together, amen. Matter of fact, I believe it's chapter 6 that says that there was no sound of the hammer. They carved the stones and they did all the things of making it together and then put it together there. But in this building of the temple, it was an elaborate building, wonderful, and it deals with the building of it, chapter 6, chapter 7, deals with the supplying, bringing the things in, the furniture and all the things that goes along with that. And then chapter number 8 deals with the dedication and the first worship service that took place there in the house of God. It had to be a magnificent, wonderful house that Solomon was going to build for the glory of God. But as Solomon was going about doing all that, he took such great care and such great delight in preparing all those things. And then the Bible says that when all that was done and it was all set up, that then they brought in the last thing. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of God. So the silver and the gold and those vessels were not the treasures, but were among the treasures in the house of God. Amen. And so that jumped out at me one day when I was looking at that phrase, treasures in the house of the Lord, is found 10 times in the King James Bible. All of them in the records of the Kings and the Chronicles, that you can find those records and that statement made of the treasures of the house of the Lord. Now, when we think of treasures, usually we think of one of two things. When we think of treasures, maybe you might think about hidden treasures, buried treasure, sunken ships, or there's something else we think of a treasure, and those are heritage things, things that are passed down from generation to generation. Maybe they're not valuable for what they are, but for where they came from. Amen. Maybe they're valuable because of who gave them to us. Truly, those are treasures, and they ought to be valued. But there are other treasures that are more valuable than hidden things and more valuable than heritage things, and those are holy things. Holy things are treasures above earthly things. Amen. And those are things which are dedicated to the Lord. Amen. The word holy deals with being set apart, sanctified, used for a specific purpose, and that being for the glory of God. Now, with that in mind, I want to preach about five things that I believe are treasures in the house of God. I'll give you the first one that I believe is a treasure in the house of God. The presence of God is a priceless treasure in the house of God. When we come to God's house, we ought to come see God. Amen. The priceless treasure of the house of God is the presence of the Lord. Number two, I believe preaching is a priceless treasure at the house of God. Amen. I don't say that preaching's a treasure. It ought to clarify what's going on. Amen. Why do we live like we do? Well, the preacher ought to tell us why we live that way. Amen. Why do we act like we do? The preacher ought to tell us why we act that way. Well, because he's preaching from the Word of God and telling us what needs to be done. Amen. Telling us God's present and there's work that needs to be done. God's doing the work. Amen. Well, preaching should also bless the people. Look at verse number 14. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. That doesn't mean that everybody has to applaud the message. But it means that everybody can apply the message. That message is to help people. Amen. That message is to instruct. Amen. Encourage and inspire the people of God. And so there's the idea of clarifying and there's the idea of comforting. Amen. And I'll just plug this and I'm moving on out of the way. Preaching should point people to the Word of God and to the God of the Word and not to the man or a movement. Amen. That's a treasure at the house of God. And I could say something about it's getting more and more scarce in these days, and it is. I'm going to tell you, that's why y'all to pray for your preacher and y'all to pray for other preachers. Amen. Y'all to pray for your church. Amen. God help and take care of these priceless churches. The presence of God, the preaching. Number three, prayer is a treasure at the house of God. Amen. Chapter number 8, verse number 22. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands towards heaven. Verse 23, and said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or in earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who hast kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. So Solomon's offering prayer to God, and I believe prayer is a priceless treasure. After Solomon had instructed the people in the Word of God, he turned away from the people, turned back to the altar, and lifted up his hands and called on the God of heaven to do the work that needs to be done. Amen. He asked for God to watch over his people. If you'd read that whole prayer, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, by the way, deals with that prayer, and it's a wonderful prayer, and you ought to read it, you ought to meditate on it, you ought to chew on it. He's talking about God watching over his people, protecting his people, providing for his people, and then pardoning his people when they've done wrong. Amen. And he deals with there in his prayer about God looking over and watching over his people. He asked for God to accept his offerings. He asked for God to manifest his blessings. Amen. Solomon's prayer was a long prayer. Solomon's prayer was a magnificent prayer. Solomon's prayer was a reverential prayer. But the great thing about Solomon's prayer was that there was somebody on the other end that was listening to that prayer. Amen. Can I tell you, your prayer don't necessarily have to be long as it's connected. Amen. Your prayer don't necessarily have to be magnificent as long as it's connected. Amen. And it don't matter if it is long and if it is magnificent, if it's not connected. Amen. Prayer is powerful in its potential. Prayer is a precious treasure in the fact that it has potential and it has great power to do great and mighty things. Amen. We don't recognize how powerful prayer is. Amen. We really don't. We don't recognize it. We think about things, and Brother Hall and I were talking yesterday as we were traveling down to Nashville and back, and we were talking about the radio station and how it reaching out and people that we hear from and think people that you don't know is listening. You don't know where it's going on. Maybe they may have it turned on over at Walmart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That make it the real saving place. Amen right there. Amen. Who knows where they've got it on in hidden places, but here's the power of prayer. Your prayer can go where you can't go. Amen. Your prayer can do what you can't do. Your prayer can go where no man can go. Amen. Your prayer can go into the holiest of the holy places, and your prayer may move the hand of God. Amen. To do that work that you long to see done and you cannot do, but your prayer can get it done. Amen. Amen. I think about prayer at the altar. By the way, prayer is wonderful anywhere. Amen. Prayer is wonderful and works. But I'm going to tell you, one of the most precious places to pray is at the altar at the house of God. Amen. I love getting around the altar. I love seeing God's people on their knees, calling on God, knowing they're not playing games. No, they're not doing a ritual. They're really getting a hold of God. Amen. But prayer is wonderful at the altar, and here's why. Because at the altar, sinners have been saved from eternal damnation because mama prayed, grandma prayed, somebody prayed, got a hold of heaven, and God got a hold of the sinner and saved them from hell. Amen. Children have been delivered from the hounds of hell that have haunted them and chased them in their dreams. Amen. And because mama prayed, daddy prayed, somebody spent time praying around the altar, children have been delivered from such things. I believe that. Amen. Sicknesses have been healed. Homes have been put back together. Amen. Marriages have been mended. Wedding vows renewed and restored. Praise God. Miracles have taken place all because somebody prayed in an altar of prayer. Amen. Thank God, prayer is a priceless treasure. God instructed that His house would be called the house of prayer. Amen. And that was to impress upon us, all of us, the importance of prayer in this place. Solomon, in that prayer, if you'll read 2 Chronicles 7, and I know we deal with that recipe of revival there. That's in his prayer, by the way. But Solomon, in that prayer, he says, Lord, I want you to answer prayer that is made in this place. But he said, if they can't get to this place, I want you to answer prayer that's made toward this place. Amen. You may have heard about the Pope went somewhere the other day in one of those mosques and prayed toward Mecca. Can I tell you the whole reason that those Muslims are praying toward Mecca? They are perverting the Word of God. The Word of God said that the Jew was to pray towards Jerusalem. Daniel had his windows open. He wasn't just open in any direction. It wasn't just to make a statement. They were open towards Jerusalem. Amen. Daniel was in captivity, but his windows was open towards Jerusalem because he's praying towards that place that he knew God would hear his prayer and answer his prayer. Amen. Can I tell you, you may be sick and not able to get to church, but you ought to send a prayer towards the church and ask God to help you, and he may very well help you. Amen. You may not be able to get there. You've invited somebody to come and something may hinder you to be able to get there, but you ought to send a prayer towards the church and God may very well rescue them. Amen. And reach them because your prayer was made towards this place. Amen. Amen. Prayer is a priceless treasure. Amen. Number four, pardon is a priceless treasure. Amen. Amen. Chapter 8, verse number 30. He's asking this in this prayer. He's still praying here. He said, "And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven, in thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest," look at that word, "forgive." Woo! Amen. There's a song they sang years ago, said the sweetest words he ever said were, "I forgive." Amen. He said, "Hear in heaven in thy dwelling place, when thou hearest, forgive." Look at verse number 31. "If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness." He's talking about prayer. Now he said this, he said, "I know, Lord, we can't stay here forever." By the way, God don't mean for us to stay in the church forever. He don't want us to be locked up in a monastery somewhere. Amen. He wants us to come in here and get charged up so we can go out there and shine in a dark place. Amen. Amen. He wants us to be among our family so they can see our light shine. They can see our good works and glorify thy Father which is in heaven. Amen. He wants us to work among those. Amen. I'm not talking about get out there in the cesspool of sin and dive right in that. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about living in this world. He didn't save us to get us out of the world. He is going to take us out. But he left us here for a while that we might shine and we might do a work for him. And he wants us to come to the house of God and get the help we need, and then go back out there and give them the help they need. Amen. But here's the thing. When we leave this place and we go back out there, somebody is going to rub you wrong. Somebody's going to do you wrong. Amen. And you're going to do somebody wrong. I'm not preaching that you have to sin. I'm not giving you an excuse for sin. But I'm telling you, we live in a body of flesh and we do make mistakes. But ain't you glad that there's an altar of forgiveness? Amen. That's one of the blessings of midweek prayer meeting. Amen. You've done gone to work and work Monday and Tuesday and maybe Wednesday already, but you're at the house of God. You can get zealed up and helped up. Amen. Cleaned up. So to go back on Thursday with new zeal. Amen. And serve God again on Thursday and Friday. Amen. And look forward to Sunday all the time. Amen. And as soon as Sunday's gone, you go back on Monday to work or to school or whatever you got to do. And you go back, but you know Wednesday's coming. Praise God. Thank God for the house of God where I can get some forgiveness and I can get some help at the house of God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for pardon at the house of God. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Please tune in tomorrow and we'll continue and complete this sermon on treasures in the house of the Lord. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.